Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. That's Mr. Mark Knopfler on guitar. He's a great one. Today, another great one is our good friend and our guest this half hour, Jeffrey Zabar. He is, ladies and gentlemen, in fact, the chief home officer. He's the author of a number of books, including Safe at Home, including Home Office Know-How, including Teleworking and Telecommuting. Stop me before I include again, Jeffrey.
Good morning, sir.
He's also a columnist for the Fort Lauderdale Sun Sentinel and lots of other places all around the world and cyberspace. He's our good friend. Jeff, welcome back.
Thank you for having me. As always, great to be here.
Well, I can see that. I can understand how it would be.
It's exactly
like a dream come true for you, isn't it, Jeff?
I wait. When I get off the phone with you, off the radio, today, I will be counting down the moment when I'm back on the radio again.
I can see that. Yeah,
My kids, I'm unbearable for that.
Well, you know what? I do what I can, Jeff. Jeffrey, you've just come back from a road trip, haven't you?
Exactly. And it made me want to come back even more knowing that I'd be on the radio with you two days later.
I can imagine. So dealing with all those other unprofessional media types, when you get on a real show, what were you doing? You were doing a satellite media tour, right?
I was doing what we call a ground tour. A satellite tour is when you're, to those who don't know, a lot of times organizations will engage experts to go speak on their behalf to television news stations around the country. And there's two ways to do it. One is you do it as a satellite tour where you're sitting in a studio and you're beamed up via satellite to a number of different stations around the country. And we have Jeff Zabar here with us today, and he's going to talk with us about home office technology and some of the latest trends. What I did was a lot more labor-intensive, and I got to see a lot more of the country just, you know, albeit from 37,000 feet, it's called a ground tour, where you fly to these different cities and you're an actual guest in the studio with the host, and you set up your technology and you talk to them and they, you know, sort of touch and feel it and you tell them what it's all about, and all in 2.5 to 4 minutes.
Yeah.
So it's a ground tour and it's a whirlwind is what it is.
Yeah. And was that the first, I know you've done satellite media tours before. Is that the first ground tour you've done?
No, I've done several ground tours before, and they really show you, you know, they help you appreciate what the traveling salesman is all about,
right,
in the sense of somebody who just goes from city to city to city. In 5 days, I went from Phoenix to Chicago, St. Louis, Indianapolis, Atlanta, and home.
Now, that is your business. So when you're on the road doing that, you are actually doing business.
I'm doing business.
And because of the schedule, too, you know, you're because of the way that the tour works, you have your day is kind of discombobulated with regard to doing anything else, isn't it? And plus the travel.
Well, what's interesting is the way I look at it, the money I get paid is for, you know, like I said, a 2.5 to 4 minute presentation. And then everything else is just, you know, it takes me 25 minutes to set up.
Right.
Then I do the, you know, 3 minutes, 4 minutes, and then it takes me 20 minutes to pack up.
But,
and then I'm on the road again to the airport. And so I'm paid for 4 minutes of work, but I have to travel. You know,
right.
I'm in transit for
the point I was trying to make was that you have a business that's left to be run, because since you are home-based, that sort of presumes that you don't have a whole lot of administrative help at home.
Exactly.
And maybe I don't want to say that it's always the case, but it's sort of, you can sort of presume in most cases there's not that much administrative help at home. So your business is, the rest of your business is sort of lying fallow while you're out doing this particular project. How do you deal with that?
Well, a couple of ways. And one of the things I do is I crank before I leave to get deadlines that would otherwise be due while I'm away. I crank to get those deadlines out before I leave. Additionally, I travel with a laptop. So I have a laptop and I have a USB drive that carries all my data, because, in fact, I was traveling with my client's laptop because there was data on there that she needed on display. for the media hit. So, you know, I travel with the laptop, and I have, and I look anywhere I can go. I look for a broadband connection to check my email and to respond to email. I carry a BlackBerry, so I always have that, and I carry a cell phone. Which one day I'll get a convergent device, which will have the email device like a BlackBerry built into a cell phone.
Mm-hmm.
But then
we'll have it surgically installed into your brain.
Exactly, and then I can just think, okay, call Jim, send Jim the email.
Just talk about tomorrow. Just use a molar for the mouse button.
Exactly. You know, and it's what's happening is we see all this technology, and that's part of what my tour was about is remote technology and the ability to stay connected anywhere you may be.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, I was going into FedEx Kinko's locations and doing and checking my email and not thinking a second thought about it, where, you know, they have these terminals where you just slide in your credit card and it's, you know, what, 20 cents a minute. And it doesn't take long to check emails. I'm not running my business from some email terminal,
right,
you know, internet terminal somewhere on the road. I'm just no different than a BlackBerry. I'm logging on, checking in, replying when need be, and most of my replies are, I'm on the road, I'll be back Thursday, I'll call you then. I can do the same from the BlackBerry, but sometimes it's nice to sit down at a full keyboard and look at it, and sometimes
right,
there's attachments people want you to see. So,
but the main message you're getting across here is folks, is if you're home-based and you have to go on the road, you're going to need some technology.
Exactly.
You know, Jeffrey,
and it's pervasive. It's everywhere. So
yeah,
it's not like you got to go out and spend a king's ransom to make all
right,
that happen.
It's not expensive.
You just got to be thoughtful.
My brain trust and I answer the questions that IBM gets from their customers,
mm-hmm,
about business. And you're part of that group. And recently we got a question about advice about buying a laptop.
Right.
And the first piece of advice that we sent back was, make sure you buy the laptop completely configured with wireless capability, Wi-Fi.
Exactly.
You got to have that. It's not an option anymore. You wouldn't think about buying a car without air conditioning or power steering. In fact, you can't even get a car without power steering, to my knowledge, anymore. So,
right.
I can remember when I bought my first laptop, but one of the, since Wi-Fi was we had the Wi-Fi capability. The very first one I bought, I said, should I buy Wi-Fi? I don't know anybody who's using it. I don't have that capability. And I said, you know, I think I'm going to go ahead and do it.
Right.
It took 2 weeks for the computer to come in. Before it came in, I was already glad that because I learned more about it.
And that
was like 2.5 years ago. You got to have Wi-Fi. Quick break, Jeffrey. We're going to take a quick break and come right back with our good friend Jeffrey Zabar, the author of Teleworking and Telecommuting 20 After. Stay with us.
In your dark eyes, your light smile.
We're back at 7. No, it's 23 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. I like to do that, folks, just to kind of get you away. Kind of throw you off
your
guard.
Well, you got plenty of time. It's 7 after
that's,
the
that's
hour.
Right. Of course, they don't know if I might be going to say 7 till. But
yeah,
we got to get folks, you know, awake a little bit. Hey, Jeff, we're talking, folks, about what do you do when the CEO goes on the road, when you're a home-based business and the CEO goes on the road, and you still got other things going on back in the home office. And what we were saying, one of the last things we were saying is technology. And Jeff, wouldn't you agree that home offices, obviously, were the original businesses? Home businesses were the original businesses, no question.
Certainly
about
were.
That.
Yeah.
So there's nothing really new under the sun about being a home-based business owner, except really one thing, Jeffrey, and that's technology.
Technology.
Would you agree with that?
100%. And that, you know, you would think about the home offices of yore and how they were handled, and they truly were a blend of the best of what the home had to offer. You know, proximity to the office, you know, you could be there in a moment's notice, you know, for the, say, the doctor working in Dodge, you know, in the old West, and his residence was up top, and his office with his shingle hung out was down low, you know, down underneath. So You know, it had all that, and it still has that accessibility. But one thing that I said on when I was on the road, and one thing that I truly believe now, and which we were speaking about before, is accessibility means that you can be anywhere. And what because I run my home-based business alone, and, you know, I'm the bookkeeper, and I'm the rainmaker, and I'm the product development person, as it were, and, you know, I'm the client interface, I can do it all from a cell phone and a PDA or a cell phone and a laptop with a Wi-Fi connection. And I know a number of people who run home or even small businesses from Starbucks. Mm-hmm. They take their laptop or any Wi-Fi-enabled
or the park.
Or the park. If they can get, you know, if they have a not a Wi-Fi card, but a card that, for example, allows them to log on to like a, you know, Singular, Verizon, you know, wireless network, that you can be anywhere. You don't have to be within 300 feet of a hub. So it truly enables you to work from anywhere, and the costs are not out of control such that you can do this. You know, you have salesmen who do this. I saw a guy at one of the stations. He was using the new Windows, the tablet PC.
Right.
And it was wireless enabled, and he can just open it up, do his work, send, receive, and shut back down and be on his way.
Mm-hmm.
Or have it open on the seat next to him in the car. So, you know, the ability to work that way is pervasive. The price is dropping such that it can touch any of us without touching our bank book too hard.
Absolutely. Well, in terms of the practical aspects of being gone from your business, you have to get into a little bit of a different mindset, don't you? Don't you have to kind of get a little bit of a different attitude? Because when you're in your home base, you got all your stuff around you. You got everything like you wanted. It's all laid out in the relative chaos that the organized chaos that if it's like my office, and you've got all this stuff like you want it, but when you're on the road, you don't have that. So you kind of have, don't you have to think ahead a little bit and say, okay, what am I going to need to take with me, and what can I leave here? What can I create electronically and have it available to me? What do I need to – you know what I do sometimes? I email myself things.
Right.
Because I work off of multiple stations. I work off of at least two locations, two different computers. And sometimes I create things on one computer, the desktop unit, and then sometimes on the laptop. And so I'll email myself things that I think I will need and to have those available to me. In advance.
There's a couple ways to handle it. It reminds me of the old cartoon when I was growing up called Hunt Around the World in 80 Days. And, you know, the guy would say, okay, we need a ball of thread. We need a needle. We need, you know, this, that, and the other things. He would say, why do you need that? And then all of a sudden throughout the course of that 30-minute cartoon, you know, the need for it would come up.
Right.
But, yeah, I mean, one of the things that I do now is I carry that, what I was talking about, a USB flash drive. Some people call it a thumb drive. Which is plugs into your USB port.
It looks like a small pack of chewing gum.
It's exactly. It's like the size of a small pack of chewing gum. Plugs into your USB port, and it.
What do they hold? 15. What's the largest size?
Well, I've seen up to a gigabyte.
Oh, really?
So
in a thumb drive?
The one I had with me had 128 megs up to a gigabyte. This one was from PNY Technologies.
I haven't seen the big ones.
And it's no bigger. It's solid state. The one was a pen. It's called the Executive. It was a beautiful pen that any executive would use. And then the other one was called the Attaché. You can wear it on a lanyard. You can brand it with your company. They have a build to order program. But the point is, I no longer have to email myself anything.
Yeah.
But the other issue is, what if you leave something behind? So while I turn off my computer when I'm away, if I left my computer on, I could go on, you know, they have different services where you could use like connected.com, and if you back everything up to this online backup service, you can access it from anywhere. Or if you use something like GoToMyPC, you can log on to your computer remotely from any computer in the world, as long as it has broadband internet or just internet access. You can log on remotely with user ID and password and access your computer and grab any data. So it's no longer where, like I've done.
Tell us that resource again.
Well, that one's called GoToMyPC.
Yeah, that's a good one.
GoToMyPC.com.
GoToMyPC.com. Check that one out, folks. And check out, you know, the thumb drive you were talking about, that's a good backup system, too, isn't it?
It's tremendous.
Yeah.
It's
hey,
tremendous.
Jeffrey,
and it's big.
Give us your website, please, quickly.
www.chiefhomeofficer.com.
Lots of good stuff there, folks. Jeffrey Zabar, he's the best. Thanks, Jeff. See you next time.
It's great to be here.
Jeffrey Zabar, chiefhomeofficer.com. 29 after, I'll be right back with Andrew Sherman. The show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.